The views and opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or advertisers with WBIG Radio.
Your radio dial is locked. On the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show. Go from loafing around in the garden to being a master of your yard splendor. In the next half hour, you'll get the confidence you need to tackle those weekend projects with ease. You'll get information about proper methodology and the best materials available at a price you can afford. The Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show is brought to you in part by 844-DIRT. 844-DIRT, improved earth products. And now it's time for another show straight from the Gopher's Den.
Welcome to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, the show that gives you what it takes to tackle your lawn projects with ease. You're in the den with Zach and Mike, and today we're going to teach you the art of watering. After that, we get on to our second segment, Secrets from the Experts, advice from professionals on way to improve your lawn and garden to give you the edge. And as always, we're going to wrap things up by answering the questions that you send to us at thegophersden at 844dirt.com. And then we're going to give you the Gopher's Tip of the Week. Well, Mike, are you ready to be enlightened by the art of watering?
Yes, Zach, I am ready to be enlightened. I'm opening my mind. I'd like for you to refer to me as Master Poe, Grasshopper.
Yes, Master Poe. Well, Master Poe, the signs for a well-cared lawn are green, weed-free grass, healthy trees, and healthy shrubs.
Absolutely.
They're an investment in the value of your property, and they should be protected, like jewels. To understand the art of watering, you must first open your mind and understand how much water your lawn needs. On a hot, sunny day in midsummer afternoon, the average lawn can use 125 gallons of water per 1,000 square feet.
Zach, when I seen these numbers, I just could not believe it was...
It's amazing.
It consumed that much water.
It
is. That is unbelievable.
And mature trees on their own can use up to 15 gallons of water per hour on a hot day through evaporation and transpiration.
And that's just one tree.
And that's just one tree in your yard, exactly. Now, any plant exposed to the hot sun, low humidity, and strong wind will evaporate large amounts of water, and that must be replaced into the soil, or the plant will die. Now, grass is particularly susceptible, since 85% of grass is water.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. You know, when we started talking about this, I just really couldn't believe how much water that it took to keep these plants and materials sustained. I mean, that's why it's so important to really understand the art of watering. So it's well titled. Also, we need to realize that we're talking about a valuable resource, water.
Exactly. Water is a natural resource that's limited.
Absolutely. So first of all, I think that we should know the conditions of our turf. I remember a couple segments ago I talked about I had some excessive thatch buildup.
Oh yeah,
and,
I remember that.
And when I was watering, all the water just kind of laid at the top of the grass and really had literally no benefit from the water at all.
Exactly. It's about the proper watering technique to get that water into the soil where it's going to be useful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also about maximizing products such as mulch around trees and shrubs or soil amendments for turf such as Soil Pro. You understand how that product works.
Exactly. That's good stuff. That can hold 900 pounds of water per 1,000 pounds of Soil Pro, which is amazing. 90% of its weight in water.
Yeah, so if we're talking about using a lot of water, we definitely want to have the capacity to store it. So definitely we want to talk about that more.
Now, when you do water your lawn, you want to make sure to give it a good drenching once or twice a week, because that's better for your lawn than these daily little light waterings. Okay, because deep watering produces strong, deep root systems that can safely withstand drought. Now, this requires a long soaking of the soil, ideally to the depth of about a foot, but 6 to 8 inches is good. Remember, a steady stream of water on your lawn is just going to make the water run off. You want an even, intermittent sprinkling.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. You need to understand that all roots and plants, they go for the water. You know, they go right where the water is. So that's why it's really important to get that deep penetration into the soil, because that's where you want the root to go. You want it to go deep into the soil. Because if it's not going deep into the soil, Zach, where's it going?
It's
going
to go sideways, Mike. And in that first 1 to 3 inches that dries out very quickly, if that contains the most of your roots, well, when that area dries out, most of your grass is going to die as well.
Absolutely. And then it creates thatch problems, that brown stuff, and just totally unproductive watering cycles, too.
Exactly. You need to know that can cause insects and a lot of bad things. You just don't want to do that.
Absolutely. So obviously, we're going to talking about watering. We need to understand that we're going to need some equipment, sprinklers, hoses, and such. So if you do need some of this stuff, why don't you check out our website at 844dirt.com and find a resource partner next to you. Just click and save.
Yeah, now, most times, lawns need about 1 to 2 inches of water per week, depending on the water and soil conditions. Nature supplies this water as rain or dew, but sometimes it doesn't supply enough that's needed. Now, in these dry times, a regular watering of once a week is definitely more important than intermittent waterings. Now, during the moderate spring and fall, look out for signs that watering is needed, such as a slowing growth rate, changes in color, loss of resilience. And a good way to check for that is walk across your lawn. And if those footprints stay in the grass for a while, well, then your grass needs a little water. It's just not perking up. And remember, check the soil about 2 to 6 inches below the surface. Get in there with a shovel, pry it open. If that soil's dry and crumbles easily, then it's time to water.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely need to check that soil, make sure you're getting proper penetration where it's needed, which is in the soil.
Mm-hmm. Now, the best time of the day to water is early in the morning because there's little evaporation and that ground is still open and it's not baked into there yet. The sun hasn't baked it and made a cake layer over the top to repel that water.
Right.
So a lot of the water's getting used in the morning. Now, your next best time to water is at night at about dusk. Now, when I say at night, I don't mean at night. I mean at dusk. That's important because you want to make sure that you put the grass to bed dry. It can't be wet at night.
Yeah, because that just opens up the door for all types of molds and funguses if it is through the night wet like that. Right, Zach?
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to leave your grass wet at night. And watering in the middle of the day, although it's not harmful, it's just not a good practice because you're burning up a lot of water due to evaporation.
It's just not productive.
No, it's just not productive. And like I said, you have that cake layer over the top where you're not going to get penetration into your water.
Absolutely.
Now, remember, you need about an inch of water. And a good way to tell you got an inch of water, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting tip. Is when you set up your sprinkler systems, this is a really neat little trick. You just set some cups out along the area where the sprinkler stream is. And then you just keep checking them, and when you got an inch of water in the cup, you just water your lawn with 1 inch worth of water.
Mm-hmm. And remember, 1 inch of water is equivalent to about 625 gallons of water per square feet. So you want to make sure to use all that water and conserve it. You know, that way you're making the best out of your lawn.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we always talk about, you know, soil products like that. So definitely.
Now, in the end, the most important factor is knowing your soil type and the average weather. Many areas will need more or less watering than recommended by us. Experiment with what works best in your area. Keep good records and develop an irregular but regular watering schedule. We got to take a break right now, but stay tuned for Secrets from the Expert.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit DG Ace Hardware, the helpful place, in St. Charles on Main Street and in Aurora on New York Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844 Dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself.
844 Dirt is one of the largest residential mulch suppliers in the Fox Valley area, housing everything from Northwoods Mulch of Wisconsin to Alabama Bark Mulch from the Smoky Mountain region. 844 Dirt is the exclusive provider of the finest mulches found throughout the United States. 844 Dirt also carries the finest organic weed-free screened mushroom compost available. Our courteous, uniformed drivers deliver all these products right to your home. To see a full selection of the products we carry and to utilize our handy materials calculator, head to our website at 844dirt.com.
Your lawn is pleading with you. Listen up. It's more of the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show right now.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den. If you're just checking into the den, you missed a great little spot on the art of watering. But never fear. You can head to our website at 844dirt.com and download this and all of our episodes straight from the Gopher's Den. But now let's get to secrets from the experts, advice that you can use to tackle even your toughest lawn projects. Now, one seemingly difficult task that is easily done on a Saturday afternoon is lawn aeration. One of the main reasons to aerate is because your lawn's roots require oxygen to grow, and it must have the ability to absorb nutrients and water, and aeration can do all of this and more.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach, and this is a great project that can happen in the spring or even in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Now, lawn aeration involves the removal of small plugs or cores out of the lawn and can be done in both the spring and fall, as Mike said. Although hand aerators are available, most aeration is done mechanically with a machine similar to a large lawnmower.
Yeah, I usually refer to this as like the lawnmower on steroids. And that's exactly what it looks like, this big, huge lawnmower.
Yeah, but it's self-propelled. It's not that bad.
Absolutely. Don't be intimidated by it. It's like you said, it's self-propelled. Once you learn how to start it and stop it, it'll be fine. So don't think that should be a reason for you not to do this.
And remember, folks, stopping is crucial. You want to make sure you know how to stop the machine. Now, this machine is known as a core aerator, as Mike said, and it extracts 1/2 to 3/4 inch diameter cores of soil and just drops them on the top of your lawn. Now, these aeration holes are typically 1 to 3 inches deep and 2 to 6 inches apart. Now, there are other types of aerators, known as spike aerators, that push a solid spike or a tine into the soil without removing a plug. Now, these are not as effective, and they can contribute to compaction because they actually push the dirt together to form a hole.
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. We definitely want to stay away from spike aeration. It's never a good idea to be jamming spikes into your lawn for any purpose.
No, and it's not very beneficial to your plants.
It just compacts the soil, and it really defeats the entire purpose of what we're trying to do here.
Exactly, because compaction reduces the total pore space and the amount of air within the soil. In addition, compaction is also a physical barrier to root growth. It prevents the roots from spreading and sustaining the existing growth that's already there.
Yeah.
Core aeration is definitely the preferred method of experts to reduce compaction and to help prevent thatch buildup.
Yeah, absolutely, and aeration is beneficial by itself. But you know what? When you're doing this, it's a great opportunity to actually, that you don't want to miss, is to apply soil amendments.
Exactly, because you're getting a good stab right at the ground, right where they're going useful.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss that opportunity. And at a minimum, we definitely want to do an overseeding after that,
mm-hmm.
plus a good drink of water. But, definitely you don't want to miss the opportunity to do other projects when you're doing something like this.
Exactly. It always helps to multitask in your yard. You combine a lot of projects and you make a day out of it. You should be relaxed when you do this stuff. Now, remember, aeration is a project you can tackle on your own simply by renting an aerator. And you can check out our website at 844dirt.com under resource partners to find one that's near you. Now, before you rent your aerator, make sure that you have someone who's properly trained show you how to properly work it. The last thing you want to do is get behind one of these bad boys and not know how to stop it.
Yeah, I think we talked about that, Zach. We definitely want to know how to stop
you
this.
You can't
thing.
Stress that thing enough. I mean,
yeah, you know what? Starting it's one thing. I want to learn how to start it and do it, but I want to know how to stop it even more.
It's like driving a car. You know, and it's that simple. Once you learn how to do it, it's something you can do easily weekends and weekends in the spring, in the fall. You and your neighbors can combine up on it.
Yeah, don't be intimidated by this. This is definitely a project you can tackle yourself.
Now, when you do get this thing home, remember that you have a good understanding of where your utilities are, as well as any sprinklers or underground dog fences. And if you're unsure about any of these things, contact your installer for their recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to make sure you're not near any cables, underground wiring for accent lightings, anything like that. You just want to make sure that you're not going to run over something or spike something that you don't want to.
Exactly. Nobody wants to knock out their cable on the day before Sunday.
Yeah, that is true.
Now, the actual process of aerating is very simple. You just go over your yard as you would with your lawnmower and make sure to make multiple passes so you don't miss any areas.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the benefits, Zach, of doing this project yourself. If you hired someone to do it, they would simply make a pass just like a lawnmower and then turn around and go the other way and make another pass. But when you have this, when you've rented this, it puts you in the driver's seat. You're in control. You can make multiple passes,
mm-hmm.
Which, again, if you had other projects like maybe top dressing or applying some soil amendment, you got the perfect opportunity to really punch as many holes into this as you can.
Exactly. Then you get your medium, whatever it be, whether it be a grass seed, soil pro, or a kind of mushroom compost top dressing, you get that down to where it's going to be most useful for the plants.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, when you do this, when you take on this project, you know, you can do it with a neighbor, too. There's nothing better than sharing this expense and doing it with a neighbor. So it's just always a great thing to do.
Exactly. And remember, you can aerate in the spring or fall, and you want to do it when the conditions are right. You don't ever want to do this in the middle of summer when your grass is half dead anyway. You want to make sure that it's in the spring and fall when the grasses are growing. In the spring, it's usually the warm weather grasses that are growing the most, and in the fall, again, the cool grasses start to pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, remember, it's still a great time to start applying some of these soil amendments.
I can't stress that enough.
You just can't. And another tip, too, is the day before, if it's really dry, you definitely want to give the lawn a really good drink of water. There's some real benefit to that, too.
Exactly, because then your aerator is actually able to pull nice, good-sized cores out, and the ground's not so hard that it just bounces over the surface. You know, I've seen some pretty hard lawns on my days of landscaping, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's certainly a really good tip, because when we're doing that, if that ground is really compacted, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing core aeration, is it's difficult. You're really trying to punch a hole into something that's very, very hard.
Exactly. And remember, check out our website at 844dirt.com for information on soil amendments, as well as resource partners that can provide you with high-quality seed mixes and rentals for these aerators.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to check out the resource partners and find one near you and click and save. You know, that's one of the benefits of dealing with 844dirt is you can see some of these resource partners online and get the stuff you need when you need it.
Exactly. Aerating your lawn is a simple project that any homeowner can do. It's extremely simple and a beneficial way to get a happy, healthier lawn. Right now we need to take a break, so stay tuned for more of the Gopher's Den.
Trying to get your lawn and garden looking better? Ace Hardware has absolutely everything you need to get your job done right. Whether you're tackling a big project or a little one, we've got everything from fertilizers to sprinklers, garden tools, and more. And most importantly, helpful people that understand it all. We'll help you get it done right. Ace, the helpful place.
Visit Ace in Aurora on Lake Street and Ace in Aurora on Galena Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You're listening to the Gopher's Den Landscape and Garden Show, brought to you by 844dirt. If you have any questions or tips, or would like to be a guest expert on the show, send us an email at thegophersden@844dirt.com. That's thegophersden@844dirt.com. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you a free Gopher's Den t-shirt, courtesy of the Gopher's Den. Well, let's get back to the den with the lovable little rodent himself. Do you care for a lawn?
844DIRT.
Tend to a garden?
844DIRT.
Nurture plants?
844DIRT.
With high-quality earth products such as topsoil, compost, mulch, and more, 844DIRT can help you with your most earthly prospects.
844DIRT can also accommodate small deliveries right to your home, staffed with courteous uniformed drivers.
844DIRT.
Online, 844DIRT.com provides a full product inventory as well as a materials calculator, so you'll see what you're getting and how much you will need.
Proudly serving the Fox Valley area with high-quality improved earth products since 1990. 844DIRT is a name you can trust.
Curb appeal is everything, and without the proper know-how, your home won't have any. Stay with us for more great ideas and unique tips on the Gopher's Den Lawn and Gardening Show.
Welcome back to the Gopher's Den Lawn and Landscape Show. Well, it's been an action-packed day here today on the Gopher's Den, and we hope you didn't miss it. But if you did, go to 844dirt.com and download it and all our episodes. But before we let you get on to your next lawn project, I'm going to answer some of your email questions that you sent to us at thegophersden@844dirt.com.
Yeah, Zach, that's actually action-packed. That's a really good name. I think I'm going to start calling you that. Action-packed Zach.
I would like that, Mike.
All right, that's cool.
Our first question is from Lisa in Aurora. Lisa asks, I have a large circle patch in my lawn that keeps getting bigger. What is it? Well, Lisa, from the two-page email that you sent me, it sounds like you have a yard fungus known as fairy ring.
Yeah, but you know, and the other thing too is before you answer that, Zach, and you could be, we always want to say every time you see little problems like this, don't automatically assume the worst. You know, let's always evaluate the situation and make sure that, hey, I didn't spill some fertilizer on this, I didn't pour soapy water on that, or my neighbor's dog, you know, found a new spot to go.
Exactly.
So, you know, definitely don't automatically want to jump to conclusions. I know you have a little bit more information on this one, but just for our listeners out there, you know, never panic.
Exactly, but that's why at 844dirt, we only give you natural means to solve the problem. And now this fairy ring fungus, it actually grows underneath your turf in a circle or a semicircle. Now, this fungus actually waterproofs your soil a little so that you can't really soak up water. Okay, that's how you can tell by this grass, because it looks affected like it's drought-stressed, but yet when you water it with a hose, it looks like it beads up like wax.
Hmm.
Okay, so you want to check that out. Now, the only really way to identify it is send it off to a diagnostic lab like your local ag extension, and they can tell you more about it. But there is no fungicide that can control fairy ring. The best way to control fairy ring is through physical methods, like you want to aerate your soil, you get a pitchfork, and you basically just stab the area and get down in there. You want to open up these channels of water to get underneath the soil and to get access to the root layer and down into where that soil is. The next thing you want to do is water as thoroughly as possible. You really want to saturate that area, and for a good couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm thinking, Zach, if this thing does not like water, by the time we aerate that soil with the pitchfork and loosen that up and keep watering it, that thing's going to want to die, huh?
Exactly. This fungus is hydrophobic, which means it does not like water. So the more water you keep in the area, the less likely the plant is to stick, or the fungus is to stick around.
Right.
Now, so this may help you, but you don't want to hurt your lawn in the same time. You make sure you don't want to overwater and start to cause disease, you know, from the overwatering. You
sure.
just want to make sure everything in moderation, but this is a good natural way to attack it. Get in there with your pitchfork, loosen it up, and water that area and keep it wet. Hopefully that'll chase that fungus away so you don't have any more problems.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice, Zach.
Yeah, Lisa, you're going to get a free t-shirt for that. You know, Mike, I just love questions like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking you like those because you get to be the scientist that you are, Mr. Biology Boy.
I know. It makes me feel good inside. Lisa, I want to give you two t-shirts for that, but I can only give you one.
Does it make you feel all warm and fuzzy, Zach?
It does. Well, let's get on to another question. This one's from Bill in Yorkville. Bill asks, how can I get the grass to grow under my trees? Well, that's a good question. Trees and turf really don't survive well together. They compete for water, light, nutrients, and pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's it. You know what, Zach, you're right. This is a great question because this is a really common problem, trying to get grass to grow under these shaded areas such as trees.
Mm-hmm. It's generally best to replace that turf under the trees with a mulch bed, a ground cover, some kind of shrub bed, something that's going to replace the grass. I mean, it's just not going to grow there. Mulch beds are really your best bet since they're low maintenance. They use a lot less water. They're inexpensive and they protect the tree roots.
Yeah, actually, Zach, that's how I do this at my house. Is I use the mulch beds, and the reason I do that is a couple. One, I am concerned about resources with the water, of keeping my trees properly watered. But the other reason too is, it gives me a barrier against some of the lawn maintenance equipment, the mowers or the weed eaters.
Exactly. String trimmers and mowers are horrible for trees. Anytime you hit that lower bark, because the bark is actually the only living layer of the plant. The inside wood's already dead.
Yeah, it's very sensitive.
Right. And you don't want to strip that away because then you can kill your trees that you invested all this time and money into.
Yeah, and there's another way to try to do this too. If you're just really bent on having some type of grass under there. I know there is some shadier blends of grass, but also try to raise the level of the tree. And I don't mean
a forklift.
Are you talking about
a forklift or an end loader? Lift it up,
but trim the branches so you can potentially get some more light underneath that tree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because really, for the most part, Zach, I think we're talking about at a minimum of 4 to 6 hours of daylight to really grow most grasses, right?
Exactly. If you got less than 6 hours, I would really try not to grow grass there. It's just not going to be healthy. It's not going to be productive. It's going to be thin, sparse, and everything. But like Mike said, if you really want to consider trying to get some grass in there, you're going to have to thin out your trees. And if you have several trees in the area, you might want to have to remove those and plant some smaller ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be a good time to just kind of renovate your lawn.
Yeah, and there's lots of ground covers, too, that you can even add to the mulches, for some different colors, too. There's lots of things that, lots of plants that really do very well in shady areas.
Exactly. You could spark up that area with green and not have it be grass. I mean, there's all kinds of alternatives. But what you want to make sure, if you're bent on trying to get grass, or not bent grass, but if you're trying to get some grass growing, make sure to water it infrequently but deeply, and only when absolutely necessary, because that soil is not going to need as much water to get the same effect. And you're going to get a lot of runoff because there's not a lot of roots holding the surface soil together.
Yeah, we've talked about that too, Zach, because now again we're talking about a very shaded area, and evaporation is less of a concern. So really, that's right. I mean, that's definitely knowing the conditions of your turf areas is you're not going to need as much water resources there. So definitely, that's a great tip, is don't overwater that. That's only gonna cause more problems.
And remember, folks, you can always go to 844dirt.com and check out all our products online and get a look at our mulches and all the other mulches and products that we offer.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's time for the Gopher Tip of the Week. Wow, that is just good stuff, Mike. Can you believe this guy?
You know what? I just... it ceases to amaze me. This gopher is unbelievable. He's like the ultimate gopher.
He said the best way to control crabgrass, the familiar annual weed with blue-green leaves and spreading stems, is to maintain a dense, healthy lawn that will outcompete it and prevent it from establishing. Mow at a height of 2.5 to 3.5 inches and cut down the grass frequently so as not to remove more than a third of the leaf blade at any one time. Also water deep and frequently and fertilize the growth for a vigorous lawn. That's all we have today on the Gopher's Den. Tune in next week for more of the Gopher's Den.